Lowe's knows how to turn big plans into real results. Whether it's new appliances or a home refresh, get started with 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more with a My Lowe's Rewards credit card, January 15th through the 30th. So you can invest in your upgrade now and pay over time. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payment required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
I haven't even thought of a name. Hi, guys. Welcome to the podcast. My name's Dylan.
What the hell was that?
Why do you look like that?
Oh, he's like, look at this. Cheshire Cat Queen.
Anyways, this is the Cunning Buffoons podcast. I'm Andrew.
Oh, did he already say his name?
Yes, I said my name first.
I'm Bob.
All right, we got Bob, Dylan, Andrew.
Bob Dylan? Where?
No, not Bob Dylan. Like, that would be...
That would be awesome.
I don't know. I've never met Bob Dylan.
He seems like a kind of a rude guy. That's why I like him so much.
That's why you like him so much? Is because he's so daggum rude?
Yeah. Like, he literally, like, just curses out press when they get annoying. Like he's not, like, going to fake. And, like, who wants to fake? Be nice.
Me.
I don't.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Nope.
Should I do it, Dylan? Here it is. Close up.
You're welcome for this view. This is a once in a lifetime.
One and only. All right, guys, how was your week?
Can we not do this anymore?
We're not on that anymore. Okay. Yeah, you can quit staring at the camera
now. That one over there.
Yeah.
Sada.
I keep seeing this one. Slight thing. Yeah. It's freaking my brain out.
You're going to be very difficult to deal with if you keep being so difficult. Like, we don't have a producer here.
Today's topic, slavery.
Slavery? What about it?
No, that's not even the topic. If you know the meme, you know the meme.
I got the meme.
I don't know this meme yet.
That's because you're great meme. Not that guy.
You want to fill me in?
He takes like a handful of pills.
No, it depends. Pills. No, it depends on the video.
Which one are you talking about?
The guy, and it's like it'll say like, "You're my older sibling." As soon as parents leave, and he'll have like a cup of coffee, and he'll be like, "Today's topic."
Yeah, he takes a thing of pills first, then he says it. He takes a thing of pills first, drinks a cup of coffee or whatever, and then says, "Today's subject: slavery."
But what? He doesn't take pills.
And this is a viral meme?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay.
Funny dude.
I don't know what to think about y'all's generation.
Doomed?
Yeah, same for you.
Doomed?
Like most of your generation. Like, okay, we got vape fiends. Your generation had, like, overdosing on heroin.
That's true.
Yeah, until they invented Narcan and started bringing everybody back. Like, used to be you could be respectable and, like, OD and going out the door. And not cause a lot of problems for people. But nowadays, like, they keep Narcan and everybody. And granted, you know, I think there are people that need, you know, like, you need a couple chances. Mm-hmm. But, like, I know some EMT guys, and they're talking about Narcaning people 2 or 3 times a day.
Same people?
The same person. Jeez. Yeah, and, like, they can't not Narcan them. Because, like, you know, the do no harm, like, you know, medical oath and all. But at the same time, it's like... There's people out here that want to live and, like, want to get up on their feet and everything, but, like, we're wasting money Narcaning the crap out of everybody. Mm-hmm. I can't remember. There's one comedian that talked about, I think it might have been Cat Williams, but I'm not sure. But he's talking about he wants to get Narcan blow darts and go around with a blowgun in the hood, just ruining everybody's high, you know?
That's crazy.
It would work. I mean, like... Dylan, you're familiar with addiction.
Yeah.
Even though you're younger, like you've known plenty of family members. You've seen plenty of people. Aaron's, you know, ministered to a lot of people on drugs. Malachi's seen me.
Malachi's on drugs.
Are they good? Just like, you're not sharing.
I am with him. Like, come on. Gotta share.
Okay. Boss energy drink.
Now, you had something last week. We were talking about the Five Nights at Freddy for a minute.
The Freddy Nights at Five? Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
There was something about that you wanted to talk about last week that we never got a chance.
Yeah, our producer kind of yelled at us.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. Well,
no, she did.
She did. She did. My no, bad, we did. My no, we did.
You retard.
Well, I'm going to be 100% honest. Still didn't do no research on it. But what I do know is that just a bunch of theories, and that's about it.
What?
All I know is like some theories. Like, all there is theories. Like, there's no actual evidence because the creator hasn't come out and be like, yeah, that's 100% true. He's leaving everybody in the dark.
Yeah, but theories about what? You're leaving us in the dark.
Good.
If you keep answering like this, it's going to be worse than one of them freaking Senate hearings where they're like, yes or no, do you hate popcorn? And they're like, well, the problem is popcorn is made in different regions. And they're like, yes or no, do you like popcorn? And they're like, see, there's different types of popcorn. It's like, all right, listen here, son of a gun. I asked you a question.
It's yes, I do like popcorn.
Okay, so what are like the theories of what? Of like what the kids are, what the robots are?
No, the
I figured you wanted to talk about, you know, a game where like you got murderous children.
Well, yeah, that's pretty much what you got. But like,
do you get to murder the children?
No.
Or are they like on like
they're
robots?
They're already murdered, stuffed inside the animatronics.
Okay, so they've been murdered already. You can't like re-murder something.
Nope. I mean, there's some, like, fan games out there that you can do that, but they're just...
Okay, now, the question is, like, your theories are the theories of what? Like, where the children come from, who the killer was, who made the game, whether it's based on something real?
Theories are just, like... These theories for this game is just what we think happened, what... Because we don't know. All we know the killer is... His name's William Afton. That's about it.
Mm-hmm.
He just killed...
Is that a real person?
No.
You sure?
Could be.
Yeah. We don't have our Google technician here tonight.
I could, but my phone's back there charging.
Dude, I told you to stretch out a cord.
I don't think it's long enough.
Do not unwrap that or you're wrapping
it
all back up.
Okay. Since we're on video games and we don't have our Google technician, like, y'all play one game to where you run around and you're just scared all the time.
Yes.
What game?
Where you don't get any weapons or anything. Like, the whole purpose of the game is to survive, but, like, they don't give you anything.
What game are you talking about?
You was talking about one where you're just hiding all the time.
Phasmophobia?
I think he's talking about Descent 2, but I think he's getting it confused.
Well, you could technically fight in Descent 2.
Yeah, you could, like, buy a gun and just start shooting people.
That's true. Or the monster, you could flash him with a camera.
Yeah. Well, no, y'all were talking, that might have been one he was talking about, but Malachi was telling me about one to where, like, it's a survival game, but, like, you don't get weapons and junk. And don't look at me like I'm stupid, or I'll buy another Oculus and make you play the Dadgum Doll episode again.
I was perfectly fine with that. It's
good. No, you weren't.
Yeah, I wasn't.
It's like, I wasn't scared of no doll. Please don't. Jester's brother is still up there.
Yeah, I know. He's got, well, I can't see him behind the.
And then there's the zombie head, and then Lucy should be around here somewhere. I don't know where Lucy
that
is.
That one?
Okay, wait. Yeah, I hung her up back there.
Oh, okay. So you gave her like a spot to sit.
So you're telling me I told you about a game where you don't have weapons and you're surviving?
Yeah, like you're running around and hiding from, like, you're in a haunted mansion or house or hospital or something.
That's got to be Descent.
Is he talking about Pacifier?
No, because none of us bought that.
Yes, we did. I mean, you played it.
No, we played Phasmophobia.
No, we played Pacify. The one with the little girl and the grandma.
Yeah, but I never talked about that.
Well, then that's the only one I can think of.
But you can defeat the people. You're not hiding.
Okay. Well, I mean, I might have had the premise completely wrong. Or I mean, either that or you described it like a dumb A.
That's probably that.
I don't think that's it. I'm pretty much the most intelligent person in this room right now.
No, I was pretty sure that's it.
He's like, oh, look, there's this game and I do stuff for.
I mean, it could have been us talking about Final Fantasy Freddy's from last week. Because there's no weapons, so. And you're hiding, pretty much.
Yeah, but there was one before that. Goose! Your mama's sick in the house.
Yeah. Bye, Aspen.
But anyways, do we need to start this episode over?
No.
No, so far.
Sure?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's going good.
Give me some interesting stuff.
Okay, let's... Let's talk about vehicles.
Vehicles. What about vehicles?
Nissan GTR.
Skyline or yeah. Just GTR?
Just GTR. Skyline's all right.
No,
it's the better one, but no. I kind of like the looking. I kind of like GTR.
No, the Skyline looks way better.
I mean, this is true, but
if you don't think the Skyline looks better, you're retarded. Like you,
I just want a truck that runs.
Well, you got one that runs for another month.
Yeah,
and I have a truck that runs, and you don't.
Technically, it was my money that bought that truck.
We didn't buy it.
No.
No.
When Daddy bought it, who'd
you give it to? You gave it to someone, right? Title and all?
I gave it back to my father.
Okay. And where did it...
And then he gave it back to you.
Exactly.
I know. Yeah.
Is your name on it, though?
It's not really sentimental.
I can't put my name on it.
It's the only truck we got that's running right now. So.
Put your name on it real quick. He can't have it.
I mean, his name is on it. What are you talking about?
Yeah. My blood's all over the place on it.
That's crazy.
Like, I've injured myself so many times near and in that truck. That's the truck where the squirrel bit my finger, and like as I'm shifting gears, there's blood freaking flying everywhere because it split the finger in half and junk. Yeah,
jeez.
I can drive it. That's all that matters to me.
Yeah, you're gonna be driving my F-350.
I'm fine with that as long as it runs.
I mean, it runs great.
If that thing starts breaking down, also I don't want to pay for gas in that thing.
It gets better gas mileage than the Nissan.
Diesel's more expensive. $40. $50 per tank.
Nissan gets about 17 to 18. It gets 24.
I don't care. Diesel's more expensive. It is.
Yeah, it is.
If I'm making $109 a month, I can't keep gas.
Is that all you're going to be making a month?
That's all I got paid. Which the math ain't mathing because 3 hours for 4 days times 17. So 12 times 17 is not $109.
Did it take taxes out?
95% tax. I did the math earlier. 12 times 17 is $204.
Yeah, they probably took taxes out.
95%?
No, that's like 50%.
That's insane.
That'd be $95.
Why?
Yeah, taxes suck because you don't have any dependents. You got to have a crap ton of dependents.
What does that mean?
People that depend on you in order for the government to allow you to keep a little more of your money.
I depend on myself. I want to buy a house.
What's how much taxes you pay a week?
I don't know.
You don't like look at your gross versus you bring home.
See, yeah, what is mom was talking about how she has like something that breaks down everywhere her money went.
Yeah, because when you get paid, you have federal and local taxes a lot of times that come out, but like there are things that can be taken out pre-tax, in which I think they need to do away with the IRS completely. But other than that, like when she pays towards her retirement, that lowers the amount of income that they tax her on.
Yeah.
But like when I ask you, like what's your gross pay, which is like the total that they pay you, and then that your net is what actually hits your bank account. So like if you work and you make, $1,500 a week, that you actually see a $1,500 check, and more than likely you're making $2,000 to $2,700 probably. The rest of it goes in taxes. And
I know I make close to $2,000. I know that much.
But is that what hits your bank account?
Nearly, almost.
Okay, then you're probably making...
But that's with overtime. If I do overtime, if I don't do the overtime, which I didn't do that much...
Yeah. And you're still being taxed on it right now.
$10,000. Yes.
I want a better job. I'm going to start working for... When I get my license. I've had like four people. Five, maybe. Do you have your license yet? Do you have your license yet for the past like 2 years? And it's like, bro, I'm not... You ask me this every time I see you, and I'm still 13.
Yeah,
no, I don't have my license.
Yeah, but you're
yet.
Not 13.
Well, when I was, people, you have your license yet? No.
Yeah, and people that should know.
Yeah.
People that should know your age because they like know the whole family and hang out.
It's like
they come to your birthday parties.
They even know how old I am. You have your license yet? When do you get it? Like Sandusky, you have your license yet? No. When do you turn 16? March 6th. A couple months later. Hey, can you drive yet? No.
Is it March 6th?
He literally would text me that like every for a while, and I was like, bro, you're retarded. Stop asking me when I turn 16.
Oh, you get used to it. See, by the time I hit 16, I was like, I don't want to drive no more. I'm tired of driving.
You wouldn't let me drive.
Well, I don't have the money to replace. Okay, there is a big difference between, like, you talk about the people that let you drive their, $100,000 trucks and stuff.
Yeah.
They have the means to replace that if they need to. It doesn't matter that my truck's a $500 truck. I don't have $500 to replace it.
I always tell people I have $26 in my bank account and a $900 truck, and that's all I have to my name.
I mean, that's...
And that's if I get $900 out of it.
If you get $900. I mean, proud as people are of the motors of them.
That's what, when Dylan tried to buy that truck, he was like, he wouldn't go lower than $2,500. Because he was like, oh, it's an old truck. People want these things.
Well, that's like the guy today. He tried to haggle me on the Crown Vic, $500.
Well, I understand. I haggle people all the time.
Well, no. I'm fine with haggling.
Yeah.
But $2,500, I've already taken it down to $1,000.
Yeah.
And then I took another $200 off, $800.
That was my thing. I was like, you already getting... And my biggest deal is you saw the engine run.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing is you can't believe people's word anymore. It's just not something you can
do. Well, see, that doesn't bother me at all. But I flat out told him, you've seen the engine run. I can take the engine out of the car.
Yeah.
And put it for $1,000, and I'll get $800 out of it within a week.
Yeah.
I can then sell the transmission for $300 or $400. Then I can sell the drivetrain, or the axles. I can sell all the springs, suspension. I can sell the interior. I can sell the computer because it's an actual P71 computer. I can do all types of stuff with that car to make way more than $1,000 or $800.
Yeah.
But what we're gonna debug you.
I just think he didn't have the money. I think that's really what it came down to.
That's what it kind of seemed like. He wanted to get into racing, but he didn't really have the means.
Because it's not like I'm mad at him. Oh, you didn't buy it. But it's I do understand wanting something, but then you're like, can I really do this? Maybe I should have thought this through. Maybe I should have taken some more time thinking, I don't really need to do that right now.
It was either that or, like I said, he was wanting to get into racing. He had a certain amount of money set aside.
Yeah.
And it wasn't enough to get into racing.
Yeah.
You've got to have a pretty good amount of money to consider even starting.
That car would do it right now.
Oh, yeah.
It's not going to win you.
You might have to put a junkyard alternator on. You're racing it. You don't need it to be meticulous.
That's what I was also thinking. It died. Dude, I've driven a car with a dying alternator, hit the gas. The car down there, it dies. But if you hit the gas, it...
I think why it was dying on him is because the battery's just plumb shot, too.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have enough juice to fire the injectors and all the spark plugs. But, that's besides the point. Like I said, we'll doombug it here in a couple months.
Yeah, just do something fun.
And then that way we can drive it around all summer.
Yeah, but then we can sell it for...
Oh, yeah.
$5,000.
I'll get five out of it quick then. Yeah. But, that's... But that's why I hate trying to sell stuff and on Marketplace and all that. Because if I message somebody and offer a price, would you take this much? And they say yes. I'm not even going to message you and offer you money unless I have it in my hand that I'm ready to get in my truck and go.
Yeah. That's I text one guy for Dylan one time. He wanted $2,500. The truck had a wiring problem. It was literally your truck. It had a wiring problem. I was like, oh, we could figure that out. We figure out wire problems all the time. Dylan could have a truck, and we'd figure it out, right? I text him $1,000. Yeah, I'll take $1,000 now because I can't get it to start. No.
I remember
you told me it was running.
Uh-huh. And see,
he's like it grew more problems, so
I'll
take that.
That's why I knocked an extra $200 off the Crown Vic is because, you're going to have to put a little more in it than you thought, but I've already knocked $1,500 off the price.
Mm-hmm.
It's a running vehicle.
Yeah.
It's worth $800.
Yeah.
And that's part of why I say I think it was more he had. He wanted to get into racing with his buddies, but he didn't quite have enough to get fully into it. Yeah. So what do you do exactly?
Me?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like right now?
Yeah.
I'm just listening.
No, at the factory.
Oh. Well, work.
Well, duh. Like, what do y'all do? What do y'all make?
Coils.
Like, air conditioner?
I think a little between air conditioners and refrigerators. Giant refrigerators, I guess.
Okay. So do y'all, like, I'm assuming you got big presses and stuff that do all the...
Fins?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was to, like, hey, I'm going to need a moonshine chiller. You ain't good enough with your guys at the shop that if I gave you the schematics, you would be like, hey, guys, I need one of these made.
Probably.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know what a moonshine chiller is, but...
Well, that's why I said, like, if I gave you all the schematics and, like, all of the actual stuff.
Yeah, but this guy's already talking about quitting.
Yeah, I need more money.
You make how much a week?
$19.
$19 a week. Oh. Dylan, you're a big boy, and you should have quit a long time.
You bring home $1,500 a week.
No. Oh, close. Every 2 weeks, he brings in like $2,000.
Almost $2,000.
Okay, so you're making $4,000 a month.
That's what I said.
That's with overtime. Yeah. If I don't do overtime, it's nowhere near 2K.
Yeah, but do you need 2K?
Yes.
For like actual living purposes.
No.
Soon. Hopefully.
Soon, yes, hopefully.
Then why don't you start like a side hustle?
I'm thinking about it.
That's what I wish that, I don't know, because like you go all over Instagram. Oh, you're this and you're not doing this. They don't explain how actually hard it is to get some of the like online businesses going.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And they're like, oh, you're not making this much. And it's like, yeah, we're not making that because we don't have the time or money.
And then you also like, there's a lot of instances where like some of the YouTube channels and stuff where they get famous with shorts and everything. They also have enough money to pay for a service that they just drop their stuff in it. And it automatically labels it all and turns it into shorts and put, you know, like they, so there's a difference.
Yeah.
Like if we ever got to where we was making even just a little bit of money, I would like put the money towards doing some of those services and stuff first to be able to get.
I want to start businesses. That's what I want to do. But the problem is you got to have money.
Not necessarily.
When I buy Bernie.
Now I got a couple.
I'm going to start towing.
Things that we're going to start working on, and I don't care how much you hate computers, you're going to start learning to do it so that you can sit out here and do one computer while I do the other one. Yeah, we've got a few things that we're going to start blowing up.
Why are you blowing up computers?
No. I mean, I got a couple old ones we could. I got 20 pounds tannerite to save. Like, we could destroy some computers if we needed to.
I like that.
I got to build new ones first, though.
Me too. I got to
build new ones. Sorry, I'm going to live in my truck. Can't build computers.
You don't have to build them to work on them. I'm going to set you down, and you're going to go click, 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 click.
Boring. Who in their right mind is like, I want to go work on a computer? No one. It's stupid.
I kind of enjoy it sometimes.
No, you don't.
Sometimes. When they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, I enjoy it. But when they're all just like, screw you, I ain't doing nothing.
I'd rather do fun stuff.
Like?
Drive motorcycles.
I like that.
Yeah. Take that motorcycle engine off. Get a rebuild.
We need to get set up to take this mobile.
We're not even famous yet.
No. I'm talking about when, like, next time you do a 4-H camp, we'll take it and set up on a Friday night.
Yeah, and then 4-H puts us in jail.
I think we could talk them into it.
That's because, like, I don't know, when we were talking to Miss Emily, like, she's, like, she got pretty mad. Because she's been a 4-H agent for a while, Miss Emily Moat, because she was over in Warren County. But junior camp is $355 now.
Isn't it like a $100 increase?
She said from last year it's a $25 increase. Because it was $325 last year.
That's getting ridiculous.
Yeah, like...
Told you I was stupid.
Like, sending one kid, okay. Sending two kids, okay. Yeah. Sending three, no. You just start, it starts getting ridiculous.
No, I mean, even with one kid, it's ridiculous. Like, yeah. You guys would have never went to 4-H anything if it wasn't for doing the fundraisers and stuff. And
yeah, that's the, and most counties can't do that because not everybody has a cool guy in the office who
gets it set up.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we're the only county that does it.
Yeah. Well, not anymore, apparently. Unless we figure out something else to fund us. I need to talk to Paul. I need to sweet talk Paul.
Well, no. What you need to do is start sending this podcast, the link and everything, to all your 4-H friends.
Yeah, heck no. I would never do that.
And then, you get all of them listening, and then we start pitching. The more people we get, hey, donate to your local 4-H.
I will never.
You do realize that now that I'm connected to your Instagram too, like I could start sending them messages.
You're not connected to my Instagram.
Wait, you're connected to both of ours?
He's not connected.
Oh.
I'm not connected to either one of them.
I know he's not.
I was like,
but,
crap.
But the thing is, you're like, okay, let's do a podcast, right? And then we're going to do a podcast, and you want the podcast to go somewhere. You got to start with people you know.
I don't.
I mean, I already tell people, everybody at work. I'm like, hey, I'm doing a podcast. Listen to it.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Yeah, but like, what happens?
Hi, guys.
Then I'm known at 4-H for like the podcast Weirdo? Guy.
Which they haven't listened to him yet. So.
No, no, they haven't.
Would you rather be known as the podcast guy or the idiot?
That's true.
I'm not known as the idiot.
I'm known as the idiot.
Known as D-Tess Cunningham's little brother.
Yeah. Dang. But I mean, the Tess Cunningham's little brother could be having
Are
a
you
podcast.
Actually?
No, I'm just Malachi.
I was about to say.
I was at first, like my first roundup. I was just Tess's little brother.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Because Tess was there, though. So it's like...
I wouldn't take that kind of disrespect.
Yeah. See, now I've went from Angel's dad. To Tess's dad. To, with Malachi, it was kind of weird.
Yeah, everybody's dad.
Yeah, because, like, I'm everybody's dad now. But at first, like, you know, I'm everybody's dad, but people didn't realize that I actually was his father for some reason. And, like, I would say, I'm going to go get my son. Or Malachi would say, I'm going to go, you know, holler at my dad.
Dude, who was it? One of the 4-H agents. I was talking to him at...
The Grill Masters.
Yeah, I was talking to him at Grill Masters. I'm like, yeah, you know my dad, right? He's like... I mean, I described you, and he's like, that's your dad? Yeah.
Yeah,
that's why I'm at Roundup.
We spent all Roundup together, and like he was in our region and everything at the meetings and everything. And yeah. I'd be like, "We're waiting on my son."
Yeah, that was like the most annoying thing ever. I hated that.
But then it was really weird that, like, every corner I went around, like you heard a chorus of "Dad."
Yeah, because all my friends started calling him Dad too. Like, you look really weird whenever like six kids start calling you Dad.
Yeah.
And it's like, we're all the same age.
Yeah. All the adults are looking over at me. One of them looked over at me at one point and was like, what's that about? I'm like, I knew I shouldn't have went to that concert. And I just turned around and walked off. But yeah, it started because I come around a corner at one point, and like, I try to like, I spend some time with my kids while I'm at camp with them, but I try for the most part to like help other people to do, you know, other things and kind of keep an eye on things and like leave him alone. And so, like, not, like, just smother my children. Like, I'm there to hang out and have fun, but, like, I don't have to do it the whole time with them. But so, like, I'll walk around the outskirts a lot and try to not be seen. And I walk around a corner, and, like, every corner I walked around, this fool's around that corner. But at one point, I walk around, and he goes, Dad?
Yeah, I would say Dad like I hadn't seen him in 3.5 years.
Yeah.
Like, Dad?
And the best part, they did it at one point. It was him and about 5 of his friends. And there's a girl over there that's like almost crying from laughter. And she's adopted, was abandoned and everything. And she's like, that's the funniest crap I've ever. Because at first I was going to be like, ah, crap, I'm going to have to apologize. I'm going to be in 4-H HR, you know. No, she thought it was hilarious. But you didn't do any 4-H or anything, did you?
Didn't want to.
I did the speech contest. No, I didn't do the speech contest for 4-H. I did it for DARE. You know what DARE is?
Nope.
Y'all don't know what DARE is? Oh, I wish your mama was here so I could have her look up one of the songs. DARE was a anti-drug program. It was something. I'm going to have to look it up. Because, okay. Now, like, the school I grew up in, we were all a bunch of little drug dealers anyway, so it really didn't matter. But oh, it would help if I typed in dare, not date. Hang on.
Like truth and dare? Or?
No.
Dairy.
Drug abuse resistance education. Okay. That's what it was. And they had songs and a goofy mascot and everything, right? And so I wrote an essay on like how not to do drugs and like how important it was not to do drugs or sell drugs and stuff like this.
Why?
I don't know, because I was like, it'd be cool to write an essay about doing, you know, not doing crap I do. So I won first place.
It'd be cool to write an essay. I've never thought anybody would ever say that in my
But the worst part about it was, I mean, I enjoy stretching my brain. And at this point, I'm still little and like not as fried as I am now. But like the worst part was, like the new, you've seen some of the news media sensations where like they'll have the new drug, right? The new synthetic drug or whatever, like all the children are doing. Mm. And then they'll have a segment where they break down how to obtain, process, use, and get high off of said drug or whatever. Yeah, Dare was kind of like that. They were like, oh, so you don't know what heroin looks like. Well, here's what it looks like, and here's how people do it. So don't do it.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
It does make sense.
And it was, and plus we're in a little redneck school that's in like the corridor of drug dealing and trafficking. And so like, it was hilarious. Well, a lot of them programs fail. They don't really help anybody, but it's not really because they're not helping anybody. They're not trying. They're doing something good in trying, but yeah. Like.
That's like just like the 4-H ATV thing. Like, they're like, they like wear a helmet on an ATV. No. I'm not putting on a helmet to get on an ATV.
Malachi always wears a helmet on his ATV.
Malachi has never, ever put on a helmet on an ATV.
I have because pictures.
Malachi is a straight male. Kind of gay look retard puts on a helmet.
Then why do I have pictures?
ATV, do you know what an ATV is, Don?
Yes.
Four wheels.
Mm-hmm.
You do not have a picture of me.
I have pictures.
Right now.
My phone's back there. I'll do it later.
Right now.
No, I'll do it later. Nope.
Right now.
So we're gonna put these pictures
in the show notes. I need time to draw.
You're gonna draw? You gotta draw a picture. Well, like if you're on like a Banshee or like a big two stroke or like you're actually racing, you know, wear a helmet. If you're going to be running up the side of a cliff, wear a helmet. But if you're just driving around acting stupid, chances are your skull's thick enough anyways.
It's no. Four-wheeler, don't put a helmet on. Dirt bike, yes. Dirt bike, motorcycle, put a helmet on. You're just driving a four-wheeler. Do not take the time to. No.
Unless you're going to be driving like an idiot.
I drive a four-wheeler around a farm. I'm not putting on a helmet.
No, I don't blame you. But if you're like, hey, I'm going to go run this race course.
Well, it's like, okay, I'm driving the four-wheeler around the farm, but I'm in fifth gear doing 60 the whole time.
Yeah, I know. See, that's what I'm saying. It all depends on what you're doing and how you're doing it.
And the four-wheeler had no brakes like at whatsoever.
Should we technically have had helmets on when we were going down the road at 35, 40 mile an hour behind the truck? Probably.
Well, it's like, okay, if you just downshift at the right time, you could stop the four-wheeler in time. Or you downshift to first and you jump off and you stop the four-wheeler. I mean, there's like, or you just run into the side of the barn. It's not going to hurt it if you're in first gear and you stop. But like the only time I've ever wrecked a four-wheeler was, it was like, it's just started raining. I was on the four-wheeler and I was in a t-shirt, so I was kind of like agitated. So I was in fourth gear. It just got muddy. And if you've never been around a chicken barn, the backside is a big hump. Like it's because they're levitated up above everything. So they're on like a mound. But the back is always like a steep hill. And I took that turn and I just started doing this and this. And then I did this. But I jumped out before it landed. It like landed sideways, and then I flipped it back over.
I got hung on a tow motor like that one time. Come in the ink plant, and like, luckily I got down a ramp. But I got down a ramp, and as soon as you get down, I needed to turn left real sharp. Well, I turned left, and then the throttle hung wide open. So I was sitting there.
Sounds fun.
Until I finally cut the key. Like, it wouldn't go into neutral or nothing. So I finally cut the key off, but it was just like. That yeah. was also, I was walking by one time, and I heard a big kaboom. And, like, I looked over, and I'm like, hey, Wayne, how you doing? And then, like, I look forward, I hear a big boom, and I look back, and I'm looking down at Wayne. The floor collapsed completely around the tow motor. And his tow motor, the little pad of ink and everything fell.
That's annoying.
Sorry.
Well, there's like, I don't know, because I never wrecked the dirt bike we had over here because I always had other people do it for me. Like, I watched them make the stupid mistake and was like, not doing that. Because, like, one time we were going to race, like, okay, how long would you say that yard is? Just for like.
About 1,200 feet.
Yeah, so we're going 1,200 feet and, like, it's a dead tree line on the other side. So you have to have time to stop. Well, me and my neighbor are standing in front far enough to where you can stop, but like just enough to tell you to stop before you get to us. My sister had this thing wide open.
Allie?
Yep.
Yeah.
And she'll argue she had plenty of room. She was going straight for that tree line, just what? And you could hear that thing, and we're going, stop, stop. You should have stopped a long time ago. And then she tried to dodge us because, I mean, we're probably only this far from the tree line. And so when she goes to dodge us, she's going so fast the tire, when she turns, it just breaks loose and slides, and she burns her leg. But then she gets up and starts yelling at us, like,
I mean,
you were in fourth gear going straight at a tree line.
Obviously you should have done something to stop her.
No, she thought she had plenty of time. And then see, like, that's the difference. I love this analogy that Andrew Tate gives. It's like the difference between a male driver and a female driver is a guy wrecks his car and he gets out and he goes, eh, probably shouldn't have done that. A girl gets on her phone and, you know, she calls her dad. Well, it's not my fault I wrecked. It's actually the other guy's fault. I didn't actually, well, I was going fast, but he might have been going faster, trying to give you a bunch of excuses. But it's like, nobody cares. Are you okay? Is the car okay? Like, just, it's like, obviously it's your fault. It doesn't matter whose fault it is. The car is wrecked.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I mean, well, that's why I always enjoyed Angel, your oldest sister, when she would call something would be wrong with a vehicle. Like when she called when the Mazda engine blew and she's like, it just quit. And I'm like, Angel, what do you mean it just quit? And she's like, well, it made some clacking noises. And I heard them, so I heard the noises, so I then pulled off to the side road, and then it died on the side road. And I'm like, okay, could you hear the clacking noises? Or could you hear the clacking noises over your custom Bose sound system at full volume? And she was like, I might have heard it over the sound system. It's like, well, of course. Yeah. But yeah, it had three of the four cylinders at top dead center. Like, she just shattered pistons.
Dang.
She's like, what does that mean? I'm like, it means it doesn't run anymore. It means it's dead, child.
That was a fun little car, though.
Oh, it was. Yeah. That was when we spent a month and a half with the only, well, no, we only had to spend about a week and a half when we got down to, the truck was broke. The flex was down. Angel's car was down. And then we had another vehicle at the moment. It was down, too. And the only running vehicle I had with a family of seven people here was my motorcycle. And Angel is working and going to school in Murfreesboro.
Is that when you bought the new car, or was her new car?
Or was no, that she bought her new car right before she moved.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Somebody gave her a Honda. Some buddies of ours got together and bought her a little Honda to drive, where she'd have something to drive back and forth to work. And it lasted like perfect amount.
Yeah. It like broke right as she, cause I remember her driving it to her graduation.
Yeah. She had like just graduated and everything. And
then she bought, then But like Angel's always been good with money. So it's not like, I'm horrible with money.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
You're a lot like me. You like to spend money and do things.
Yeah. Well,
Angel likes to read books and scowl at men.
Yeah. I don't know if there's any hope with that one in men.
I don't think there's a hope with, I don't know. I mean, Allie's got a chance. Kiri's got a chance. Tess and Angel. I don't know.
So yeah, I think me, Tess and Angel, the single siblings.
You? No, we'll get you a girl eventually. There's one out there for you.
Women are scary.
Don't worry, you got this.
Is that what your mom told
women
you?
Women are scary?
No.
That's why
what, women are scary?
Is that what your mom told you?
Which one?
That you got it?
Oh, no. She agrees with me. I'm dying alone.
You boys is harsh on yourself.
Yes.
Like, look at my wife. And be
you
honest.
You dreamed about her. What do you mean?
Cheat code.
No. No. Yeah,
that's what you tell us all the time.
That episode didn't even get aired, though. So, like.
Well, here you go.
Yeah, here you go.
This guy.
Tell your story.
Dreamed about his wife ever since a kid.
Yeah. I mean, like, I had dreams of her. I knew exactly what she was going to look like. That's not cheat code.
Yes,
that's what we call cheat codes.
I still had to do the work to get her.
How much? How much work? How much work?
He said, hey, go get me a Mountain Dew.
And she said, no. It's the first woman in my life that didn't listen to me, and I married her.
Does that not sound like something out of a rom-com?
That does sound like exactly.
Maybe if he, but this isn't like the dreamy dude. This is like the heroin addict dude.
I wasn't on drugs. I mean, I took a lot of pills and I drank a lot.
That's drugs. Pills are drugs.
Yeah, pills are drugs.
And
I mean,
but it's like, I don't know. There's like, y'all definitely aren't the perfect Disney romance couple ever, but
no, we've had a lot of ups and downs, like, and you know, this old ship of a marriage is all beat and battered, but it's still floating. And I mean, I'd take it into any storm there ever was.
Women are just crazy this generation.
That's, you don't think they're crazy in my generation?
Not as.
Have no. You met your mama?
No, this is what you're not understanding. Feminists. The feminist push, man. It ruined.
Yeah, it was just as big in our days.
No.
Yeah.
No.
A lot of the younger generation is waking up to that bullcrap, though.
I hope. And I hope some of the parents realize that we need to stop raising iPad kids. Because yeah. Your generation cooked a lot of people with that. Your late generation, right up to about to the 90s kids, they're raising a bunch of freaking iPad kids.
That's the same as...
That's why the 2000s
my generation
kids,
was raised on TV.
Yeah, but not as bad. You still played outside.
I mean, I did.
Yeah, most kids your generation played outside still. That's what you're not like. It's just so different.
Well, that's mainly the video game entertainment aspect. Like, we were... The everything at your fingertips all the time, I think, is what has caused that to start happening. Because when we were kids, yeah, they would sit us down in front of the TV, but you had like an hour and a half of shows.
Because the TV cut off at 7.
I mean, no, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
It did at 8 when I was real little. But... I mean, the big thing about it was, like, you could entertain your kid with this show, but you could only watch this show at this point. But then you're correct. When my generation had access to YouTube and constant Netflix and on-demand, you know, and just this nonstop stream of entertainment. Yeah. But, I mean, it's parenting is hard.
Yeah.
Oh, I had Netflix. Sorry.
We had Netflix on our Wii, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, we were Netflix people when you actually had to. Okay, now this is going to blow some people's minds. There will be somebody that listens to this that goes, what?
It's going to be me.
Netflix didn't used to be online other than going on there and checking the boxes and lining up what DVD you wanted mailed to you next.
That's how they started?
Yes.
Okay.
You would get the DVDs and they would mail them to you, and then you would watch 2 out of the 3. Because one of them would always be scratched. And then you would have to go on there and tell them that, you know, this one you didn't get to watch because it was scratched. And then you would mail them back and then wait for them to mail you the new movie.
So before we had a good internet, because we had HughesNet, which is trash, by the way. So we couldn't watch Netflix. we had to rent it. And after we stopped doing it, that's when they got recanted. I don't think you could do that no more, like at all.
No, you can't.
Yeah. We could for like a little bit, but
no. Like there's no purpose doing it now. But like when it first started, like internet bandwidth to everybody's house was not. I mean, like you guys are used to, you know, 100 megs, 200 megs. Like now we got, you know, half a gig download speed.
Yeah.
Like 27K like kilobytes is what we got.
That's what I was talking to Dylan about.
We got like 1/1000th.
If I was your generation, I would not be listening to music.
Oh, like when
time y'all grew up in, like had to Napster download everything
and all the downloading and stuff. Yeah, like it would take. I could go over there right now while recording, start playing a movie, and then download a song in 30 seconds. That'd be an hour and a half endeavor. Mm-hmm. Like we would leave the downloading, like the torrent apps and stuff, going for days downloading movies.
I think that was a little bit when I was growing up too, because it took a minute for music. Because I had an iPod, like a what were they called?
Oh yeah, yeah. See, like you're barely, because like you are at the cusp of when everything really started, like in your childhood.
You were born in what? 2005?
2004.
Yeah. Because see, like I grew up, we had an MS-DOS computer. Everything was command line, and then like so, like I started playing on computers at very young, and my generation in particular.
Did you finish that? Why'd liquid come out of it?
Apparently, I didn't finish it.
Yeah, you completely missed that, too. But my generation in particular, we grew up and cut our teeth while, like, all this technology was advancing so fast. Mm-hmm. But then, like, y'all's generation come in during when it was, I guess, starting to advance so much faster. Because, like, it took, what, mid-'80s to 2000s? Before it really was like feasible for home computers to not just take off, but to be good for anything other than checking your email and typing a Word document.
It's so weird because even me, I was born in 2009. I even still remember how bad quality stuff used to be in crap.
Oh,
like
yeah.
The Wii, that Netflix was so choppy.
Uh-huh.
And like, it just looks so different now. And like the, what was it? The living room had that desk right in the corner.
Uh-huh.
It's right next to your door.
Aluminum desk.
The MacBook. The MacBook computer. Was that a whole computer?
Uh-huh.
That sat there for forever. But we had a really empty living room. We kind of just sat in the floor our whole childhood.
We're poor.
Yeah. We had like a recliner. Like, that was it. But I kind of liked it because we just played in the living room. Like, it was big. There was nothing like.
And when I say I'm poor, though, like, for people listening, and like just to understand that like we made the choice to have only one parent working when we first had a youngin' on the way. It was a conversation of like, what are we going to do? And it's like, we're going to have one parent working, one parent's going to be at home.
Yeah.
And so like, it's not necessarily that we're poor, it's just that we didn't have two parents working. Because I mean, honestly, once you get to five kids, you're going to be paying just as much for child care, not child support, but child care. I mean, I know some guys that are paying child support on five or six different youngins. Yeah. I know some dudes that would make, you know, should have made $1,000 a week. They brought home $40 by the time they got done paying all their child support.
I think that if women can have abortions, men can say, I don't want that kid. And until we realize that that's the same scenario, there will be no change. Because if you can go decide that you don't want the kid and the man has no say, then when you decide you want the kid, the man can say, I don't want it.
I agree with that to a certain extent.
I don't think abortion should be legal anyway.
Yeah.
So support makes sense if abortion's not legal.
Yeah, but I'm talking about with the child support thing. Like, there's a lot of guys out there that like that's a risk you take. Like, yeah. just like that's why I think abortion should be illegal. You know, to go beyond my actual like theological beliefs, is one reason I think abortion should be illegal is because it's, you know, we've become a society that has no consequences for your actions.
Yep.
You open your legs, you might get pregnant.
That's like
you stick your dick in a woman, you might get that's her like pregnant.
Sex is supposed to be this special thing, right? You and your partner share.
Uh-huh.
Well, let's all start singing about sex and how we do it every day with a thousand different women.
They've been singing about it for years, but like they used to be a lot more subtle about it.
That's the thing, is like new songs. Like, what are we doing? And like, it's just a friend of mine thinks one of the biggest changes of the sex and stuff that made it a sacred thing was when birth control started happening. Birth control and all that, where you didn't have really consequences, and like just so much stuff changed.
It's that, but it's also to me, the society's mentality. If you look at like all your TV shows, all your sitcoms, all your TV shows, your movies, everything, they always portray like you get married and then sex is boring.
Yeah.
Like that's a huge subject, or like plot line always is, like the new movie coming out with Nicole Kidman, I think her name is.
I have no idea
where
it is.
You know, basically she's going to get into an affair with one of her underlings. And it's like her sexual awakening or whatever. But like there's a lot of stuff, and a lot of women and men both, that they get into marriage and they follow the lie that society has given them.
Yeah.
And like above and beyond that, I think a lot of like, you know, you take westernized Christians and like the theology of westernized Christianity, is sex is this huge taboo that they don't talk about. Like, you know, like you guys are both young, but have you ever heard a sermon on the Song of Solomon?
I don't think so.
Yeah, the Song of Solomon is basically a giant perverted love poem that they're writing back and forth. And like, if you start like deciphering the like symbolism and the stuff they talk about, like he's talking about exploring her body something fierce. And like, that's the whole purpose of it, is like they're married, they're partners, have fun.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the marriage counseling I've done over the years, and like, you know, sitting with the guys with the divorces, and like the blessing of being able to sit with guys before a divorce.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, sitting with married couples and stuff like that. Like one of the things that I've had more couples come back and talk to me and thank me for telling them than anything else has been telling them that like when it comes to your physical relationship, quit thinking about what the world talks about and go have fun. Like if you remember what it was like when you were dating, you're still dating. It's just supposed to be fun. And like even like your marriage in general, your mama came up to me a while back and was like, you know, like I apologize. And I'm like, for what? And she's like, you know, cause every now and then I forget that this is supposed to be fun. And it's easy to do. Like life drags you down and bills get in the way and like emotions flare up. But like at the same time, like if you're going to marry somebody, you're really just agreeing to date them for the rest of their life.
That's like one of the biggest things is I try. Like I had what, $26 in my bank account? I had $36. I handed you my card. I said, here, buy that.
Mm-hmm.
One of my biggest things is I grew up with people who worried about money so much and were always stressed about it. And then my older sister started doing that a lot. She started worrying for them about their money. And I saw that, and then I started seeing them worry. And I just was like, I'm going to make it my goal to never worry about how much money I have, especially at my age now, because what, I'm 15. I don't pay any bills. I don't need to make money right now. I don't do anything. So, like, as far as worrying about money, like, the last time I truly was, like, worried about money is when my car declined at the Regal Theater. Y'all remember that? You were there.
Yeah.
I was crying, bro. I was so mad. Because yeah. I was like, where did my money go? But then I realized, oh, I spent a lot of money. So it's like,
yeah.
Money goes fast, but it's still like, I just don't want to, I refuse to worry about how much money I have.
Yeah.
That's like some people get embarrassed. Like Allie gets embarrassed when you ask her how much she has in her account. Or you say, hey, you really don't have the money for that. Because you're playing with her. But it's like, at the same time, it's like, just don't get embarrassed about your money, like, because you're 16, 17.
I think my card declined once, and that was because my card was messed up, but it fixed itself somehow.
I'm a father of five. I've had my card decline a bunch.
Yeah, it's...
like, I used to get angry, like, because, like, I would sell something that I had, or, like, I would have a big job, and it would make me, you know, more money than normal.
Yeah.
And so, like, I would get this extra chunk of cash, and, like, every time something breaks down,
Sorry, that's the wire freaking. All right.
Yeah, we're going to get you a better mic. Yeah. But like every time I would get this big chunk of cash, something would break and like take the whole chunk of cash. And like I used to get mad because I'd be like, well, I got all my bills paid and we got groceries, but like now we don't have any extra money. But now I don't. Like if the bills are paid and we got at least, like, we don't always have good groceries, but we always have at least something you can munch on. You know, so it's.
Sometimes.
We'll see.
Sometimes.
The biggest regret I probably have about money, and I probably shouldn't regret about it because, like you were saying, about the money, you don't mind spending it or something like that. I don't know. The only reason I got a job when I was like 13, I wanted video games. That was the whole point. My mom wouldn't buy me a PS4. She was like, get a job, you buy it yourself. I was like, all right, bet. Went to go get a job the next day. Went in there with $300-$400, bought a PS4. It's PS4, not PS5. I saved up $5,000, spent it all on video games. I regret that to this day.
Yeah, grand. You got to learn somehow.
5 day, working with Adam.
When the PS3 first come out, and they come out with the Metal Gear 3, mm-hmm. the Snake Eater, right? I wanted to play Snake Eater. I'd played all the other Metal Gears. And so I went to Walmart, I got Metal Gear, Snake Eater, and then I got a PS3. Then I brought them home, and then we set the recliner right up in front of the TV. Took me 2 weeks. I got all the extra stuff done. I beat everything, and then I packed it back up, and I took it back to Walmart. And she said, well, what's wrong with it? I said, nothing. She said, what do you mean? I said, I'm done with my game. And she said, what do you, like, I got to have a reason. I said, no, you don't. I have the original receipt right here. It's within the 30 days. And she's like, well, I mean, you know, yeah, so if nothing's, I said, no, that's wrong with it. I'm done with my game. I was like, I bought it for that game.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, we can't take the game back. I'm like, well, I mean, that's $50. It's not that big of a deal. So yeah. I gave the game to somebody who had a PS3. But then she's like, well, why are you bringing it back? I'm like, because I'm going to take that money and then I'm going to go buy a Weed Eater because I needed a Weed Eater more than I needed a PS3. So then I went and bought a Weed Eater and we run that. I think Malachi put, that was the little Husqvarna that you put probably 10 spools through in one summer. That thing was a monster.
I hate weed eating.
Oh, you used to love it though.
No.
Can I weed eat?
I would ask and he would always say no. So, I feel like you were, you said no to a lot of things. That made no sense to me for saying no. But then when it was something that seemed important, you said yes. What?
Give me examples.
I would come inside church. Hey, Dad, John Boy's coming to teach me how to kill myself. Nobody bats an eye. Nobody. No, not a single person. Ask Dad to run the Weed Eater? No. What?
Well, you know, whatever. Do you remember letting me shoot you with a paintball gun?
Yep.
Oh, that was so awesome.
I shot you back, though.
Yeah, you did.
And I shot your back.
Shot my cousin with an airsoft gun.
Oh, he was supposed to shoot me in the butt.
Yeah, I missed.
Didn't I pull my pants down, though?
What?
No, you did afterwards cause so that we could check the welt out.
Oh, yeah.
It welded you something fierce.
Yeah, but yours lasted longer because I hit you in the back, not the
butt. Yeah, not the butt. Not the good, you know, meaty supposed to
yeah,
take
I
us.
Missed. I hit him in the back.
Did you miss on accident or on purpose?
I don't remember.
When we were all younger, a couple buddies of mine decided they got into making duct tape clothing for some reason.
Why?
We were bored and we didn't have Netflix. But they made a duct tape trench coat and like had it real thick and everything. And they were like, oh, I wonder if it'll like stop a paintball, like protect you against a paintball. So I'm like, I don't know. And so sure enough, I put it on and I go out in the front yard and I do like this and I get my coat and I'm ready. And I'm like, yeah, go. This son of a gun shoots me right in the forehead. I mean, like right between the dagger. I mean, the plow. I'm like, what? In the heck? And he's like, oh, my bad. I'm a little high. And then he shot the jacket. And yeah, it would stop. Like, you didn't feel nothing. But
that's why whenever people talk about playing paintball, they always talk about going in the winter instead of the summer. Because you put on your big jackets and you run around.
The only problem with winter is, like, we used to play in the wintertime at night.
Yeah.
And, like, it would get so cold, all the paintballs would freeze. And like, you don't have to call your hits, but yeah, it's like getting shot with a ball bearing.
Well, no, you like, still call your, it's kind of hard to not call your hits in paintball. Well, until you've gone through three rounds or something.
But that's when they're frozen, they don't bust.
Yeah.
So like, if you,
it doesn't matter.
If you cannot go every time you get hit, you go, it's not that big of a deal. And then we also played with pepper spray bullets. We had a buddy of mine's uncle was a cop, so he would get us cases of the Pava pepper spray riot bullets, and we would play paintball with the riot bullets. And yeah, it's like a whole new level of like, don't get hit, don't get hit, don't get hit. I caught one under the mask one time, and like it come under and exploded as it was coming under.
Ooh.
And like I couldn't see for like an hour.
I'm just going to play airsoft. Because it's like
what my sister wants to do for her birthday.
It's not that expensive.
It's not expensive, but it's just, it's like, it's not pain. It's not really painful.
Until like, you get shot up the freaking nose.
Yeah, well, that's just luck, I guess.
Didn't you catch a bullet between your teeth?
Uh-huh.
That's what I thought.
Directly between my teeth.
Didn't it take one of Aaron's teeth out?
Took one of Aaron's.
I told him he should have called it instead of trying to block it.
Yeah. No, it's just like, it's like, it is simulating what it's like to be in a TDM team death match, but
yeah,
it's just, it's very fun. It's very like, the first time Braden went out there, I was like, you got this, bro. I see him. Well, he was crying the first one. Wasn't he? He was like, he was cause we left him. Cause like he was being slow and I'm like, I'm not putting up with this. And so finally he gets it back that first round, the grin on his face when he takes that helmet off. That was a blast.
Yeah.
Let's go again.
Like, I mean, there's a lot of people like, that have never done anything like
and
that.
And it's
though.
Like after he did his first round, dude, he looked so happy. And he had a blast. He was, and it's like, it. Even though, like, Braden sucks at video games, it's just different when you're actually in a field doing it.
That's why I love the Oculus Quest with the Resident Evil so much, is because it was just so intuitive to like just pull your friggin' pistol out and point it at something and shoot it.
Yeah, it's like it's just more fun and just more lively, like when you're actually in it. And I think it'd be really fun if we could like build our own grenades and bazookas and air cannons, and then
I mean I'm game
because like
all of that.
Some airsoft fields they do melee.
I would love to do melee.
I want to find one that does melee because there are people who just go around meleeing people. And, like, you know, there's something about getting shot that makes you mad. But when you get stabbed, it's just like, dang, I suck.
I suck.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, that's, like, if you want to build some custom airsoft crap, I don't care. Like, I don't have the money for the parts, but I know how to do a lot of stuff.
We need to go.
Where?
You tell me what you want to build first, and we'll get a parts list together.
Shotgun. Fully automatic. Slugs.
You want an airsoft slug shotgun? I don't think it works that way.
I think it can.
I mean, the whole purpose of a shotgun is to have the pattern.
I want an over and under.
That would be
oh, my
awesome.
God.
I want the
have
single
to load
shot.
Custom little shells.
Yep.
I want the single shot one.
Just, dude, okay, I've got a tube over there somewhere. We'll get a tube that fits it, and you just be like,
"That's not going to do anything."
I would love that.
Okay, let's make a bunch of airsoft blowguns.
I'm down.
And then let's show up at the airsoft field. Just so that I mean, we'll only get one kill. Like we can play 40 games, we'll only get one kill. But that one guy that gets sniped like behind the ear from the crazy guy in his kilt with his blow dart.
He's not going to be too happy.
We got to get Brandon and Braden, and we need to go play airsoft.
Would Brandon be able to run that entire field?
Brandon has a bunch of airsoft gear. You know that, right?
That's true.
Yeah, so he plays. So that means...
I don't know who Brandon is.
Chill guy.
It's okay.
Crazy, but chill guy.
He's interesting. He's our Mexican friend that we play video games with.
Named Brandon?
Yep. Well... He's crossbreed. That's what I call him. His dad was on a mission trip in Mexico.
Ah, okay.
And then his mom's from Mexico. I don't know like the whole story, but that's what he told me. His dad was doing mission trips down there. I don't know if they like met and fell in love or something. I don't know like the whole story, but he was born in Mexico. He has a citizenship in both.
So he's a Mexican.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he has a citizenship in both. So he's hopefully he doesn't get deported.
Because like the last Mexican friend. I mean, if he has a U.S. citizenship, he won't.
Yeah.
Well, my Mexican friend was named Jesus.
Same.
That was Jesus. A proper name. And then I had a German friend at the same time. That, no, I'm the German. He was Jewish. And like, when I say Jewish, I'm like, grandmother was from the concentration camps, Jewish.
Dang.
You guys suck tonight. But like, he was crazy. But he come up to me one day and he's like, man, my grandmother and grandfather are rolling over in their graves. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, yep, my best friend's a German. Jesus is a Mexican. I don't know what's going on. Like,
Brandon's like, I'm out of pocket, right?
No, not in this family.
A lot of people think I'm out of pocket, right? And yeah, that's why a lot of people like me, right?
Yeah.
Brennan takes out of pocket to an entirely different level.
This is true.
Like, Brennan's like that guy who just, like, why did you just say the N-word? Like.
So, like me in my younger years.
Yeah, probably. Like, Brennan just.
You
like,
never know what's going to come out of his mouth.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. For some reason, he thinks everybody's against him.
Yeah. He builds a base. He has, like, 15 exits. I'm like, bro, who is your op? Like, Border Patrol's not coming, bro. This is Minecraft.
I'm going to try to make us our own server again.
We have a round.
I already got you. I got 10 players. I got you.
We have a realm. But I don't know how to join a realm or a server on an Xbox or PlayStation. I cannot find the join realm thing. Nowhere has it.
To join me?
No, not a realm, a server.
What do you mean a server?
So you can't join servers on console.
I can join a server.
It won't let me. I looked it up.
I can join like one block.
No, Red I'm talking Wars. About... No, I'm talking about custom servers. Yeah, you like can't a
custom
join.
Server.
You can't join custom servers.
You may be able to on Xbox.
You can. I tried. I looked it up. If he creates a server,
mm-hmm.
you can't join it because you have to be able to type in the server link and stuff.
Yeah.
That's why Realm exists.
We'll see, but I was looking at doing.
Why do you have to pay for Realms? They should be free.
Yeah, I was looking at doing a server for you guys and then one for my buddy Luke that, like, would be 100% private in y'all's. You can make the world as big as you want, you know.
My problem is this guy won't use cheat codes. And
cheat codes suck.
No, you know you like cheat.
I do, but I also like achievements better.
Okay.
I don't care that much.
Poke fun at me for my wife cheat code. But you won't use them in a game?
No.
Dude.
If I said, do these moves, and then you'll start dreaming of what your wife's going to look like, and then you'll meet her.
Yes, I would do it on a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Here's
the
problem.
Half the guys in
Here's
the world.
The problem. The spawn on our map, bro.
I can change the spot. I think I know how.
So. No, the spawns?
Spawn, I mean. Yeah, spawn.
No.
I think
you're
talking
about the
monster.
The women
spawned in y'all's world.
Well, the monster spawn, you can't fix that. You just got to place torches, and that's about it.
There is like. I looked down from the tree I was in, and I was looking at like 50 skeletons with bow and arrows.
Yeah, while he was doing
I'm
that,
on a
I was
mountain, bro.
Zombies.
How exactly does a skeleton move?
I don't know.
It does in Minecraft. Don't ask me how.
I mean, it's an honest question.
I don't...
Because the annoying answer. Things at night are skeletons, zombies, and creepers.
I always just played in creative because I was lazy.
Yeah, see, usually I would just play creative, but Dylan plays survival, so our realm survival,
I hate
so
creative.
I just play
too easy.
Survival. But it's like at
the
same time.
The goal of Minecraft is to make cool stuff, not survive.
Yeah, it is.
It's like Legos on computer. Wow.
Dang, throw your phone away, don't you? Yeah, but survival games are fun.
I can't. Playing games by myself is so boring.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Legit, put like what I do. I'll play Vintage Store by myself, which, good game. It's like Minecraft. I'll either put music on, have a video play at the same time.
I can't do that.
And just go.
Also,
when a game's really interesting and fun, that's
like, okay, co-op, or not co-op games, campaign games, okay. Survival games, no.
I
cannot. I
don't know why.
It's so boring.
So fun, depending on the game.
You just run around.
Like Ark gets really boring eventually. I could play it for probably an hour, maybe less, and after that I'm like, okay,
no,
repetitive.
Have you ever played a survival game?
I'd probably not.
Gaming just gets boring by yourself eventually. Like, unless it's a campaign style game.
You see how mine went in?
You're closer.
Yeah.
You missed yours last week. That's what I made mine.
It's just, it's different. I don't know. Gaming with friends is so much more fun. It doesn't really matter what game. We're just talking.
Well, I mean, when I was younger, you had to play the game by yourself.
Yeah, that's how I grew up. You had to
look at that stupid dog laughing at you every time you missed a duck.
That game is impossible. Either your gun is broken.
Guns are probably broke. I've had it since I was 4 or 5 years old, so yeah, it's probably broke.
Yes, the dog, the guy, right?
Duck Hunt?
Duck Hunt.
Apparently, there's a...
horror game.
There's a mod of that they've put out.
There's a horror game.
That allows you to shoot the dog.
Oh, yeah, no. But no, there's a horror game of that now. It's an amazing horror game, in my opinion.
Of Duck Hunt?
Yeah.
What?
It's where the dog haunts you, and it becomes real. Great. I want to play it so bad. I've watched it, though. Great, great.
There's been a few games that I want to play, but I don't have a PC.
I'm working on it.
There's one game that they're coming out with that's it might already came out. But it's like an RV, and you and your friends have to keep the RV running and survive. I sent you a video.
I want to play that so bad.
But you have to keep the RV running. You have to cook your own food. But you have to have buddies because you have to do all of them.
So survival game.
So it makes me think of.
hang on. Let's talk co-op. So you're playing with friends.
So a survival game.
Yes, but I said I don't like playing survival games by myself because it's boring.
It's honestly fair.
Because after a second, after like a few, like after an hour, you have everything you really need.
By yourself?
Yeah.
No.
In Minecraft?
Well, yeah, in Minecraft. But most survival games that I play,
and it's like
it'd be helpful to have friends, but I don't have friends really. It has PCs.
Yeah, so. I don't have a PC.
Asa don't play with me no more. So.
I'm working on it.
Asa doesn't play with nobody.
It's true.
He still plays Apex, bro. I made him delete it. Because we said we were going to quit.
We did.
We said it because we want them to change the game. And if people like Asa keep playing it because they have nothing else to play.
75% have fell now.
That's 75%. Good. They're never, unless they.
I might be wrong, but.
Unless we start quitting playing it, we need to.
Don't pay attention to what
there?
I'm doing.
I'm paying attention.
I don't know what I'm doing.
You can change that back.
I'm just playing with the daggum things. I'm trying to figure all of my stuff out.
Why am I in both?
I don't know.
Why do you have one right at me zoomed in so far? Okay, guys.
Well, eventually I'm going to do guest, I guess.
Speaking of guests.
You got a good one?
Do we want a ex-prisoner? Convict? I don't know what you call
who?
Him. Guy I work with. Good guy.
Has he got a good story?
Maybe. I don't know.
Bruh.
What the heck, man?
I don't know what I need to say on this podcast. I don't know what could be incriminating.
Well, we can talk about that later.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Guy's awesome, though. Great. Great worker. Funny. Cool guy.
Yeah. But, I mean, I wouldn't mind doing stuff. I mean, that's kind of what, like, when we started having guests. Just business owners, people we know, just random people. Like, people from life.
Yeah.
Not like.
I want to have famous people. If we do get famous, it's cool to have famous people, but I still want to have like your average people.
Yeah. Yeah. Like that's going to be the drive of the show. Yeah. Like just normal people. Like eventually we're going to have Dusky on.
Good old Dusky.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could have a serious conversation with that guy.
Well, I mean, like the purpose of having Dusky on is to like look at, you know, you're talking about a guy that was really young. And was like, you know what? I want to be a chicken farmer. And like just said to hell with it, went and bought a chicken farm. Like, I mean.
Yeah.
And like from where he started to where he is now, he had a dream and a goal. And like that's not necessarily a simple dream and goal to get to. So like it's taken quite a few years of work. And like a lot of people like do a very bad job of teaching the younger generations that success is not succeeding every time. Success is failing 990 times and succeeding 10 times.
Success is succeeding every time. Sandusky is a failure.
but I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like when you get to any point of success in life, it's not because you've succeeded more than you've lost. It's going to be because you've failed and screwed up 100 million things and you finally managed to make it work.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's just the truth of life.
That's how my uncle explains everything. You need 10 years to become a professional or something.
10,000 hours.
Yeah, he might have said that one. He's telling 10 something.
It's 10,000 hours to become an expert.
Justin.
Interesting.
I mean, this was about a motorcycle, by the way.
A motorcycle?
He doesn't like me having a motorcycle.
Womp-de womp-de womp.
Well, that's because he knows you.
This is true.
Yeah, but...
I've seen you drive a motorcycle.
What does that mean? Oh, yeah, the dirt bikes.
I mean, I've got the video. Like, we could have the video come up. I can even have you voice over.
See, the difference is, like, and this is I thought I your mom was going to, I thought your mom was going to be mad, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, like,
she does not care.
But, like, okay, he was like, no, no. I said, and you, I saw you look at me. And I was like, dang. He didn't look at dad. He looked at me.
I was going, slow down.
You know, yeah. I looked at Malika. He went, and I was like, bet.
And then you just didn't, you looked like a robot. You didn't even like stand up. Nothing. You just, zoop, boom, boom. Like normally people like they brace themselves, they stand up, you hit it, and then you lean forward so the bike lands. No,
he gunned it at the last second too.
Yeah.
As soon as that front tire come up, he said, roar.
Yeah. I don't know what like.
Was going through my head? Absolutely nothing. Be 100% honest.
I know exactly what was going through your brain.
What?
Splat. Yeah.
Also, oh, crap.
I got more comfortable in first, but getting those bikes out of first was kind of tricky because I'd never done one of like that, so it was weird.
Yeah, the problem with the two stroke too is like, especially when they were running good.
Yeah,
they're all torque, so like going through every gear is like hitting first. Like a lot of your four strokes, like once you roll into second and third gear, like it's not as much just sheer torque on it.
Because like you could get that thing to break the back tire loose in first and spin around, no problem.
Uh huh.
I got pretty good at that before they broke.
Yeah, same.
We need to get you bin numbers pulled, or your case numbers pulled, and get you some rebuild kits ordered.
Yeah.
And we got to get yours down too.
Need your help to look for oil filter for my bike.
Okay.
I don't know where to look. I don't know good websites.
I just got Moto Gear.
Yeah, just drive up to Moto Gear, tell them what you got, get it ordered.
Bet.
That'd be the simplest way to do it.
I just want a bike that runs.
I want a bike that goes faster. That's what I want.
I want somebody to make true on their bet.
I'm working on it.
You remember that bet, Don?
Oh.
I know who was standing by us. His name is Double A Karen. Aaron was with us, and Mr. Neil. And Dad said, you dance with every girl here.
I do remember that.
I'll buy you a bike.
Did you dance with me?
Danced with everyone who would let me dance with him there.
Which means technically he didn't fulfill the bet.
Because I even made some dance with him.
So, I remember this.
I said I'm working on it.
Chop chop.
I bought that.
he did buy that one.
Listen.
It's not working on it. I paid for it.
Everybody keeps dying.
Where's my CBR 1000RR?
You can't even drive 1000RR until you're 18.
I don't care. If they catch me,
they'll catch you when they pull you out from around that tree.
That's true.
That's not catching me. I'll be dead. When they pull me out, when they pick up each half of me?
Oh, goodness gracious. Now, for the next episode, you guys are going to have to figure out how to talk about all that like and subscribe and rate and review.
Do what you want. It don't cost you anything.
Unless you want to, it costs you something.
Yeah, that's
and then true. You're more than welcome. Like, we don't have Patreon or anything, but like.
If you just want to Venmo us like $20.
Yeah. Cash App.
Yeah, we take it forever. All. I mean, a penny.
$1 million?
If you want to cash up us a penny, we'll take it.
I mean, hey, a million dollar, whatever you call it.
A million dollar?
My siblings completely made that up, right?
Oh, never mind.
Oh, my gosh.
That's called Angel Makes Everything Up.
Oh, Angel. That's all you had to say if Angel was involved. I'm trying to find.
I need to stop taking apart this chair, but it's so satisfying. I'm sorry.
Why are you taking apart my chair?
Look at beside.
Is that where all that crap's coming from?
Maybe. I've been doing it for the past, three? This is the third episode, so three episodes. I'm sorry. It's so sad.
Listen, you'll have to take the arm off and have no arm if you keep doing that. Yeah. It'll be your...
My chair has no arm. But I don't like that chair. It leans too far back.
Yeah, it's kind of scary.
It's not even that. It's just I don't want to be leaning that far back.
I fixed it, though. We don't go too far back.
Like, look, this is what I like. I don't like to lean back at all.
I wish I had that, but this will work.
If this one had arms, it'd be so much more comfortable.
All right.
That's my chair in the house, but the one in here does not do that. Because, like, this one, I can lean back.
Did you break it? Like,
see, no. But I like to do this for the podcast.
So that you like to do that for the podcast? Yeah.
So that I can lean back, but still be on the mic. Because if I do this,
I'm the chill one. Nowhere near the mic. I'm always loud, but I'm always in a comfortable position.
What?
I said I'm loud because this freaking mic.
Buy you a mic.
He did, and now it won't work on his PC.
Yeah, that's true.
What?
You know, F-Fine, maybe?
Did you buy a cheap mic?
No, they're actually like $7,500.
I didn't say price.
Oh. I don't know.
It was working on your PS5 fine, though.
No, that was I was still on my PS5.
And then it just stopped.
And then all of a sudden it just stopped.
All I heard was...
But the only way it works is connected to a soundboard. It's the only way it works.
Is it a cardioid mic?
What?
Who's
I can
that?
Pick I can pick between the two different types of mics.
Cardioid and condenser?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can pick between those two with the soundboard.
Well, no, dynamic and condenser.
Yeah, those.
And he has a voice changer.
Well, dynamic doesn't require any power. Cardioid does.
Well, I tried it without plugging in the soundboard, but it just wouldn't work at all. It would connect everything, the sound and everything, to the microphone. Don't know why.
The sound?
I couldn't get... If I put it to my headphones, because my headphones Bluetooth,
yeah,
it would just go to the headphones, and the mic would go to the PS5 controller.
Ugh. The PS5 controller mic sucks.
Yeah, every time you can't hear me, that's what I'm connected to, and I have to switch it.
Yeah, you got something screwed up.
Yeah, I don't know what, though.
Yeah, I don't know how to...
PlayStation people...
Shut up, you Xbox user. Loser.
All
right, listen, buddy.
You know when, like...
You have a lisp, I have a stutter, okay?
So when you're...
All right.
Yeah, I sound like shit as well.
Sorry, Sam. All right, listen.
Bobby Boucher.
Bobby Boucher.
Water boy.
But my mama says yes. That's a good movie.
Great movie.
Well, you guys ready to wrap it up this week?
And she showed me her boobies, and I liked it.
A good one is Major Pain. I love Major
Pain. Oh, Major Pain? Yes. What do you mean? Doesn't he break one of them's finger or break his own?
I can't remember.
It's been so long.
At one point.
It's been like a year since I watched it.
Yeah.
All right, Malachi, take us out.
Well, that's it for today. We'll see you next week.
That was weak.
Like and subscribe.
Yeah, there we go.